Hi, and welcome. How are you doing today? This video is going to be about which area to address first when you have allergies. I'm Sanne Philipsen. I have the concept intuitivementor.dk. Well, in this step here on my piece of paper, there's four steps or four areas, mostly four areas in your life that you need to have a look at when it comes to your allergies. In the previous video, I mentioned surroundings, your well-being, how you eat, and how you address yourself in your daily life. But there are four areas in your life, and by addressing those, you change your own approach to your allergies. So these four areas is when it comes to food, when it comes to your mindset about you, your food, and your life in general. You can work on your emotional self, or you can have a look at and grow your spiritual connection with yourself. Let me go through with them and then I'll give you a little test. Pure food is going to help you a lot when it gets to getting rid of your allergies. Pure food is, for example, Fit for Life, the lifestyle that I've been living by since 2004. I don't mix, and we don't on that lifestyle, we don't mix proteins, carbohydrates, and fruit. We do not mix those three. Read about it in the book. And then there is the blood type diet, which is about eat right for your type. I've been living by that since 2003 or 4, I think. And then for 1.5 year, I've been following the medical mediums. Anthony Williams' book and lifestyle. It changed my life within a week. It will cleanse you from heavy metals and heal you from post-traumatic stress and stuff like that. And it will also get rid of the Epstein-Barr virus in your system. There's a little noise in the background. I hope you can cope with it. So pure food, that was the first area. It's one of the areas that we need to look at. The second area we need to look at when we want to change or get rid of our allergies is the mindset. What kind of wrong mindset do you have when it comes to you, food, and others? You might have had a lot of comfort in your childhood when it comes to candy or food or milk or something else like that. So what's the story that you keep telling yourself that you need to eliminate and get out of your system in order to put in new, great records of positive behavior or patterns or thinking patterns? So I also said in one of the other videos, most of us are mostly allergic to our own bullshit. So when we are being faced with other people's bullshit, we get allergies. So what about that one? No, it's just a cleanse and me making videos in English, which is not easy for me. So bear with me, I'm a bit nervous. So that's the second, it's not the second, but it's another area that we can work on in order to make a healing process start. Yeah, it's another way of changing our own relationship with our allergies. Because I can tell you one thing, you're not supposed to have your allergies to the day you die. You're supposed to find out why did I get them in the beginning. But watch the other videos and get inspired. So the third area is when it comes to our emotional self. Because when we have not healed our inner child, our emotional self, when we have not let go of all the bad stuff from our childhood, that creates a kind of like a overflow in our mind, because what we're thinking about ourselves is what creates our mind. And what creates our mind creates our actions, which then becomes our life. So do not change your life or change your mind, which is not easy. Go in and change and have a much more positive relationship with your emotional self. So it might be because you need trauma release or inner child therapy. Now you need to book a session in order for me to help you with that, and you have to be a therapist also. So that was the third area, to look at your emotional well-being. And the fourth area is the spiritual connection. Why that? Because if you don't have any allergies to change the patterns of the stuff that's going on in your life. If you don't have any energy to change your mind or work on yourself and change your food and stuff like that, you need to strengthen and grow your spiritual connection with yourself. The less in contact you are with your divine spiritual self, the more you'll feel you're dying, because you are a spiritual person as well as I am. And the more, I don't say you have to meditate, because you can find a practice that will benefit you and you will love. It could be dancing, it could be nature, it could be drawing or painting or having your own garden. I do not say you have to meditate. So when you strengthen your spiritual connection with yourself, you become more free, you will become more happy, you will know that when I say something to you, it resonates with a deep space from within you. And I'll teach you how to connect with your divine self in another video. But let's say today, okay, Sana says that I have to change. No. I do not tell you how to change. Something within you do not like what I'm saying, but something within you know that I'm right about what I'm saying, and that's your spiritual divine self. And the more you're in contact with this part of yourself, your beautiful, pure self, the more you know what's good for you and bad, and can change it in your everyday life. So now I'm going to give you a little test. You have four areas in your life that you can change and which you should change, all of them. But which one should you address out of these four? So close your eyes, beautiful you, and now notice what you feel more intense than the others. There's four areas that you can change and should start with. Is it one, address and eat the pure food? Is it the second area, which is to work on your mind? The third area is your emotional well-being. Is that the one that you need to address? Or is it the fourth one, your spiritual connection? Which area does your inner self tell you to strengthen when it comes to getting rid of your allergies? I would guess it's number four. You can open your eyes. I would guess it's number four. Because there is knowing and there is feeling it and really sensing it and knowing things on a deeper level. There is knowing and there is knowledge. That's a big difference. There is a part within you that know what's good for you and wrong for you. There is a beautiful part within you that is there to help you and help you grow as a soul every single day. And when you start to do more of what your soul is longing for, you will also know what to say no to in your daily life and what to say yes to when it comes to yourself. So there is these four areas when it comes to your mind and pure food, and the third was your emotional well-being, and then your spiritual well-being. Which one is it that you need to address right now? I hope you got inspired, and the next video is going to be about how to strengthen your connection with yourself. Thank you for watching. Namaste.